Well, that's the Solent oyster fishery. That's a whole saga in its own, to be honest. And there isn't actually plans at the moment trying to revive it. It was like the Klondike. It was a massive business. Two old boys. It used to be a fishery in Victorian times, and apparently a couple of old boys decided they thought that. I wonder if there's any there now. This was back in the 60s. And they got a little boat and a little hand dredge, I suppose, and they discovered that it was full of oysters. They'd been wiped out by overfishing and a thing called a tingle whelk, which drills into the oyster shell and kills it. And anyway, it sort of escalated, didn't it? God, it's incredible. The money was brilliant. I mean, we used to earn at the start of the season. I mean, this is the 1976, I think I started. You know, like £1,000 a week. You know, that was my share. It was good money. Then it tailed off to, but it was still very, you know, still good. And then, of course, where the money was so big, there was always hordes and hordes of people gearing up to go oystering. And then afterwards, they didn't have much to do, so they all went potting. So it sort of affected our potting business because there were lots of people trying to do it. And round where we were, which is one of the best places, you had a bit of a problem with mainland boats and what have you coming round and shooting gear through, trying to put trying to get onto the ground you were working. So you had to take steps to see them off, really. I suppose it's the best idea.
It was a territorial trade.
Yeah, that's the best word. Very territorial.
Very territorial. Even with the locals, it was territorial.
And you kept your bit to yourself and you kept other people off. So you fell out with people. You know, there's no two ways about it. And there's a few battles and what have you. People have this idea of fishing as a sort of romantic, rosy, you know, back to nature type thing. It's not like that at all. It's cutthroat. It's really, really tough. And